I'm going to be talking about a concert that's taking place in July. I will give you all the particulars at the end, but I want to give you a little background first. As some of you may know, a few of us have traveled to South Africa with Sharon Katz, who is a white South African who was very active in the anti-apartheid movement. And after Nelson Mandela was released from prison, but before he was elected president, when they changed the constitution, she decided to gather a group of children together to show what she called the new face of South Africa. At that time, all people were segregated into four groups: black, colored, Asian, and white. So in order to put this concert together, which eventually included 500 children, she had to rehearse them all separately in their separate schools.
Wow.
And they came together in Durban, which is a city in South Africa, and gave a concert. 500 children from these four different groups. The concert was so successful that she took about 150 of them around South Africa performing, and they went on a train. Everyone went first class. All the children were together, and she called this the peace train. A documentary has been made about this travel called When Voices Meet, and it's been at many different film festivals where it's won awards and has been shown here a few times as fundraisers. But in showing the film, they went to Ferguson, Missouri. And when the people in Ferguson, Missouri saw this film, they said, you should have a USA peace train. So Sharon and her colleagues have organized a USA peace train, which is going from about July 14th to July 18th. It's going to have about 150 children.
July 9th to July 17th.
Okay, July 9th to July 17th. Not as many cities. Originally, they were going to go to 10 cities. Now they don't have as many cities. The concert in New York is July 9th. And originally, we were asked to participate in the concert as a sister chorus, but because of preparing for the fall, we didn't have enough time to learn one of the songs. But instead of performing, I wanted to encourage as many people as possible to come to the concert. And I have flyers here. The concert is July 9th. And it's going to be at Ethical Culture in Manhattan at 8 o'clock. That's a Saturday night.
Who is this?
This is all information on here. I couldn't get a leaflet for the concert, but this is information on how to get the tickets. You can go on Facebook. I'm pretty sure you can get the tickets. You'll be able to get the tickets at the door. But I'd like to, if possible, have a big turnout from our chorus to support these children and the concept.
And Judy, can I add something?
Yeah.
They mentioned, so I mentioned that the show for everyone, that they're short $30,000. So the tickets are $20, and if you get them now, it helps them.
How many tickets?
And one
can
go, get it now.
You can get them on where I have the Facebook, the Peace Train 2016 Tour Across America.
So it would be a book called
Put it on and send it out to the whole chorus?
Or give it to Brent or something.
Or give it to Brent? Should it be on the webpage or actually an email?
Well,
Why not both?
I have a good idea for a new shirt.
Oh, good. Are you making all 80 of them?
Yeah, well, at least for the women, the men. But it's like a good neck, like this, and it's 3/4 length, and it's nice.
Oh, great.
Can you speak louder? It's hard to hear.
Sorry. The board felt that we did not have enough time to participate. That's why we said no.
Here's some extra.
Is that all she talked about since I left? Was the peace treaty?
I'll send it out. Whatever information I can get, and then Brent
can
put on.
I can't remember.
Brent, do you have one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just give you a couple of heads up of things that are coming up. There will be a Labor Day parade this year. And it's September 10th, so you'll have more information on that.
How about you? We singing that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Betty, so do you have those leaflets on June 6th? Oh, yeah. So the people who do not have performance room. Oh, I know what I meant to say. Sorry, wait 1 second. Lois Ross had a little surgery and she's on and off, so she'll be announcing the name. I thought she had surgery when she fell. Okay.
But she's been in a lot of pain, but she didn't have any. They're trying to just give her time to.
Did she hurt? A few minutes if you want to send her a get well card. I'll put her address on the board. It's 272nd Avenue. And it's also on the sheets. Okay. I want to thank all the people that came out for the Verizon strike. Pat and a few other people.
Bob Harris had surgery.
Bob Harris?
Okay. We sent him to get well. So.
Okay, good. When did that happen?
Today.
The members of the Verizon workers are still out.
Wow.
And
they're advertising for scab on the TV on the radio.
Really?
Oh, yep. $33. Temporary job.
Oh my God.
Walk on the picket line. It was cold as heck, but we were at one location and they came and
people are so desperate for money.
Well, that's how they do it, isn't it?
We talked about the chance and everything.
Period.
But thinking perhaps that we might be able to join them again if they're still on strike. Well, I'll send you the information, which would be like June. June 8th, about 11 o'clock down here on Wall Street. I will send out the information when I get to find out if it's still out. They would, need any kind of encouragement to continue this strike. And anyone who doesn't have. I attended the Brooklyn Woman's concert the Saturday night. Excellent concert. They're doing something with, I'll wait till Ronnie will so they can talk about it. So, the MCC, they had a wonderful concert. Okay, because we don't have much time.
Okay. This is in reference to our election.
Okay, we have right now two positions at large for the board, and we want to hold the election before the season is over, before June is up, okay? So we have like 2 days, but what we need first is an election committee. We need at least 3 people to be on the election committee. Now, if you're on the election committee, you cannot run for a position, okay? Now, the 2 at large position, you will get information as far as if you want to read it over, you can see me after if you're interested, what you would really be doing on the board. You can see me after the rehearsal. I have some information to give to you. Those persons who will be running the election, they will be setting up the election and running the election. So we need 3 people for that.
I'm going to have paper
bags. The other thing is that if you are interested in running for that position, we will have nominations on June 13th.
I guess I'm meeting.
Nominations will be on June 13th, and then the election will be on June 20th. So if you're interested in any of those 2 positions, which is at large members to the board, you could come and get the information, and then you could consider whether you want to have your name nominated on June 13th, okay? But anyone who is interested in being on the committee, can I just see a show of hands who might want to be on the election committee? Nobody? Oh, okay. I see 2 hands over here. 1 more person. I just need 1 more person. Okay. I have 3 people already for the election committee. Okay? And thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question? The original schedule that we got said that the final meeting was the 13th and that would be our party. I understand now that we have extended for another week, and it will be the 20th, and the 20th will be the party.
Right.
Is that correct?
Oh, there you go.
The last rehearsal that she's asking about, the first schedule we sent out,
I'll send you some food.
I don't think we went that far.
What?
Okay, so let's take a look at piece by piece.